Beginning of this week's parsha begins with the parsha of Bikurim. So the pasuk says, let's just read three psukim first. V'haya kisavu l'aretz asher Hashem lokech anosein l'cho nachla v'rishta v'yashavta ba v'lekachta mireishis kol pri adama asher tovi mi'artzecha asher Hashem lokech anosein l'ch v'samta ba tenet, put in the basket v'lachta l'mokam ashayivka Hashem lokecha, and you go to the place v'shakim shem Hashem, where Hashem will tell you for this amigdash. V'vosa l'kohen, and you'll come to the Kohen Asher Yeh B'yamim Ahem. When Marta Elov, and you'll tell him, Higadati Hayom L'Hashem Lokecha, I declare today, L'Hashem Lokecha, Kivosi L'Oretz, I have come to the land Asher Nishva Hashem L'Avaseinu L'Oses Lanu, that Hashem promised our fathers to give to us. Now there are some shmuzim that you could say, just like on one ma'amakom, you have a kashna teretz, you could say a chiddush. And then there are some shmuzim that require a little more koach hatzir. So if you just please bear with me, I'm trying to build the koach hatzir here, and it's not the classic simple question answer chiddush. So if you just bear with me on a few items, I think the chiddush will emerge by itself at the end. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'amarta elav she'eincha kofwe tova." So you tell the Kohen that you're not a kofwe tov, you're not an ingrate. Okay. That's what you're saying. I mean, the pasuk says what you're telling the Kohen. Higadati hayom l'Hashem lokecha, kivosi l'aretz, I have come to the land that Hashem promised our forefathers. The Rashi sort of reduces all that to she'eincha kofwe tova. So the Sisei Chachamim, let's make sure I quoted the right one. Yeah, the Sisei Chachamim vav. Oh, I didn't do the beginning of it. The Sisei Chachamim starts off with a kasha. Well, one line before it, I missed it in the Maamar Kama sheet. How does Rashi know this? That he's telling the Kohen Shein Chakopay Tova. So the Sisei Chachamim says, "Then Lo Kain Lamait Tzarech Lomar Hachi." Because if it's the pshat is not that it's he's saying Ein Chakopay Tova, why do you need this whole statement? He called him Lachain Lo Yoda Kodesh Baruch Hu Kol Zol Shebol Haaretz. Don't you think without him saying this, the Baruch Shalom knows that they came to this land that he promised our forefathers? What's he saying it for? So if there's a purpose in him saying this, it must be that there's a purpose in declaring it, that he's trying to declare that he's not a kofel tov. He's not trying to say a history lesson, that this is the land that you promised our forefathers. The Baruch Shalom knows that. He's saying it the dafka to declare that he has appreciation. Okay, then the Sisham continues. She'eincha kofwe tova, lomar kocheinu ve'otzem yadeinu osalanu asachayav hazeh lichbosh esaretz. That we didn't do this by our own special talent. Maybe we were militarily advanced. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishba losis lanu v'kayim eshvasu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it to us, and he kept his promise, and he gave us the land. So that means that when the pasuk says, I didn't quote the whole pasuk, Higadati hayom l'Hashem lokecha, I'm declaring today that we've come to this land that Hashem promised us. Right there is the opportunity for kofwe tov. And what does it mean, kofwe tov? Not just that you don't appreciate it, but the kofwe tov, the Sisham is touching up, in the absence of proper akarsa tov, it doesn't come, okay, big land, we got the other good lands. It was not from that. The kofwe tov comes from kochi v'otzim yadi. In other words, if they don't have proper akarsa tov, if there be kofwe tov, it will stem, or what replaces the akarsa tov, is that kochiv otsim yadi, that we were, which I thank you for. I have a black belt, or I have military strategy. We have a lot of bombs, and we have advanced technology. And of course we were able to be victorious over the wars. That's the Shaila. So they're coming to say, no, we realize that we got this only because of Baruch Shalom. But without declaring this, they're in a state of Kofri Tov, Kofri Otsim Yadi. Let's analyze a few items. First of all, and that's why I quoted the Parshios in Bamidbar, where the beginning of the Kfishas Haaretz took place. So you have Sichon and Og. What happened by Sichon? The pasuk says, Lo nasan Sichon es Yisrael avor bevulo, vayesov Sichon kris kolamo. Sichon gathered his whole nation, vayetze likros Yisrael midbara. And they went out to greet Yisrael in the midbar, vayavo yotza vayilochem Yisrael. And they waged war against Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael basically wiped them out. This was like a nace. And Rashi, I quoted this in a different shmuz last year, but Rashi says, Vayetze likros Yisrael, if you go down a couple of lines, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Mani matriya chabonai kol zos, why should I bother my wonderful children so much? Lotzer akol ir v'ir, to go fight in every single city, go into every city and wage war, hand to hand combat. It's very, very, takes a long time. It's a tircha. I don't want anything matriyach. So what did he do? What did Ribbono Shel Olam do? Nosam b'lev kol anshei hamachama lotzeis n'ayoros. So he put into the minds of every single military person, every single soldier, every single officer, he put it into their minds at the same time that, hey, why should we stay in our fortified city with all of our equipment and all of our bombs and all of our snipers? Why should we stay here? Let's go down into the valley and fight Nei Yisrael there, where we're totally unprotected. Sounds like a good idea. So all at the same time, they came up with this master military strategy, and they went in Likras Kenei Yisrael, Vayetze Likras Yisrael Midbar, and they went into the Midbar and left their fortress. The Nitzkabsu Rashi says, Kulon Mokanecha, and they came all to gather to one place, the Sham Nochlon, that's where they perished. And then Kaisha went, took over all the cities. There was no one there. There's not one man left in any of these cities. There's women and children. I quoted one last corner, which I'm not going to do, but for those that asked the Shaila, you know, how maybe they didn't know this, you can look at that safari and you see that it was Yedua, that this was Na Piderech HaTeva. So the nace that took place with Sichon was very obvious. I mean, for anyone to suggest, can you imagine after such a victory, and you could walk away thinking, Kochi was a boy, we really had some great military strategy. You know? I mean, they all left their posts, every one of them. They left their posts to come and wage war on enemy territory with nothing there, no supplies, no backup. And they left Sichon as one of the most powerful nations, to the extent that the next psukim, that was the end of Chukas, the end of the beginning of Balak, Vayad Balak ben Sipor. Balak had such a pachad, he hired Bilam, because if they could wipe out Sichon and Og, he saw what was going on. And this was not pressure, there was something unnatural going on here, a supernatural going on. So he knew he had to come and fight it with something else. So this was something unusual. And then came the war, the fight at the end of the parasha, which also we discussed in different shmuz, but by Og. Og, the Gemara brings down that he asked, how many parsos does Klai Yisrael take up? They told him three parsos. I don't know how big a parsa is, but I think it's big, because that's the amount of space that Klai Yisrael took up. He said, okay, he picked up a mountain that was the size of Klai Yisrael, and he picked it over his head, and he dropped it on Klai Yisrael. And right before that happened, the Gemara Shalom made a mace, and a lot of the Gemara says ants started eating up the top of the mountain, so when he held it over his head, it fell on top of his head. And Og tried and get the mountain off his head, and then the Gemara says, so what did Moshe Benu do? Moshe Benu was 10 amos tall, when he arrived from Mishkan, he was 10 amos tall, and he picked up an axe that was 10 amos tall, so now he had 20 amos, and then he jumped 10 amos. So he had 30 amos now in fight, and he chopped off his ankles, and killed Og. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how Og was wiped out. So, also, I don't think anyone's going to walk away. Imagine they say, wow, we really had great military strategy. He beat such an Og. And yet still, you see that, you know, just a little bit later, here they are, you know, they're looking back at their victories and saying, wow, what a great military strategy we had. We had him all the way. Had him right where we want him. But make sure he gets that mountain on top of his head perfectly so we can have the ants eat up the mountains and go over his head. And then Moshe Rabbeinu can chop off his ankles. I quote the Mahamukhans, but the Yardin splits them going to Yericho later on. And you see this fellow, you know, he's going to the Beis HaMikdash, you know, he has to declare this. Without declaring it, without, he got it to Yelov. He got it to Ayon. Without him declaring this, he's holding by Kolchi Va'otzim Yadi. He's going through all the motions, being a carbon. And I saw, they quote the, Nachumash has the Rambam, Hilchos Bikurim. So the Rambam says, Hamidi is a Bikurim, someone who brings Bikurim, Yeshla Rishus Litnin Lavdo, or Krovo, Bechor Aderek, he could bring it to, give it to your Eved to carry for you. Vafilu Hayam Melech Godo Shab Yisrael. As the person bringing this Bikurim is even a Melech Godo Yisrael. A Melech Gadol B'Yisrael is carrying around with him the Sefer Torah, the Melech Yisrael, and even he is holding until he declares this, possibly that he's a Kofrei Tov, that he's not that he doesn't appreciate, but he's Kofi V'Otzim Yadi, that his own military prowess is what brought him into this land. Had nothing to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's making this declaration, which is, so to speak, divesting him of all these thoughts, these hiruim, that don't give the proper hakara to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's mind-boggling, and he's bringing it to this kohen, and the pasuk says, you bring it to the Kohen that will be there. Bayom Mahain. So what's Bayom Mahain? So the Sforno says, the first Sforno, El Kohen Asher Yia Bayom Mahain. Alpha Pish Lo Yia Godo B'Chachma. It wasn't too bright. This Kohen. It's Bayom Mahain. We're not talking about Aaron. Even beyond the Haim, even the later generations, the Kohen may not have been such a Chacham. Don't hold back from referring to saying Hashem Elokecha. That's a lashon that's used for great people. As you see, that you know, it's not like he has his oros from the kohen he's bringing it to. That's not, that wasn't the point here. He's just stop saying a statement. And yet, the mere fact that he's asked, this person being the Bikurim, has a tzivui to say out, for my ta'ilo, he got it to Yayon, Lashem lotech, kivosi la'oretz asher nishba Hashem la'vasin los islanu. I am coming to the land that Hashem promised us. Just saying the words already is divesting himself of all of these possible thoughts. The kochi ba'otzim yadi. Despite the fact that it doesn't make sense, it still could harbor it. He can harbor those thoughts. Kochi ba'otzim yadi. And despite the fact that there's no special hisorus going on, and he's going through all the motions, he's bringing the Bikurim, he's schlepping to Yerushalayim, he's bringing it. He has to bring a carbon shlomim, all the things he has to go with it. But until he says it, sometimes we don't appreciate just verbalizing certain ideas, saying thank you to people. We appreciate it, and I say thank you, I appreciate it. But just the mere fact that you express it already has a tremendous hashpa. Just saying it out, even though it doesn't make any sense why that should be necessary. He's really thinking, how much could he really be thinking? Kochi votzim yadi. It doesn't make so much sense. But until we have an opportunity to express it, to say it, there's a tremendous hashpa on ourselves. And B'ez Hashem, we use these opportunities to articulate the things that need to be said, we can avoid. It sounds like it's a very big kolach hayetzer, deluding us into the most preposterous of thoughts. It's not logical. No one logically is going to sit down and mamish say kochi ve'otzim yadi also sechal hazeh, that we're able to beat Sichon and Og with our military strategy. It is not apisecha. And it could be if they would stop to really reflect, they would realize it. And this was the opportunity to stop and reflect and say it out. Ribbono Shlom, you gave me this land. That's the reason why I had it. And by doing that, they were able to eradicate these ideas that maybe were only in the subconscious of Kochi Va'otzim Yadi.